So the trip to China, did you go on a tour? Tell me a little bit about your trip.
About 2 months before we actually went on a trip, whenever he had work off, we would always, plan it on, a calendar, or we would always make, an itinerary of what we would do, where we would go, and for how long, and what we would do there.
Where did you start off?
We started off in Beijing.
And what did you see in Beijing?
I can't think of it at the top of my head, but the Forbidden City. Is it Great Wall of China?
Yeah.
Yeah, Great Wall of China. We saw a lot of, we saw a museum, and we went to a bunch of malls. It was really fun.
I bet the malls are, I haven't done the whole mall in China thing, but I have a feeling it's probably pretty amazing.
Yeah, there were four humongous malls right next to each other, and I was like, why are they all right next to each other when they're it was really weird.
So after Beijing, how long were you there total?
Almost 3 weeks.
Wow, that's a long trip. After Beijing, where'd you go?
We went to Changsha.
And how was that?
That was really fun because that was really cool at nighttime. There's so many lights. It's kind of not like New York City, but it felt like New York City almost.
You went to Hangdong and you went to your orphanage?
Yes, we visited the orphanage. We visited the orphanage and then we visited a bunch of places.
And tell me about the orphanage visit. What happened? Just kind of walk me through it as much as you remember.
Well, first it actually started when we were in Changsha that we got a car ride all the way to Hangdong, and then we got to our hotel, and then we went to the orphanage. And at first, it was I didn't really remember anything, and I didn't know anything. But at first, it was kind of awkward because everyone was just smiling, and I didn't understand what everyone was saying because I don't speak or understand Chinese. And they showed me pictures of when they had me, of when I was a baby, and it was really the pictures were really funny.
Just weird to see yourself as a baby in this completely different environment. But understood everything. Was he translating for you?
At first, I forget who, but the person told him not to speak Chinese because it might have ruined something. Or I don't know, maybe if they thought they knew he spoke Chinese, they might think that he's trying to do something mysterious or something. So at first, he didn't speak any Chinese.
So he wasn't speaking Mandarin, and then at some point he decided maybe it was okay to start speaking. And what happened then?
Well, after we visited the orphanage, they kept inviting us for lunch and dinners after that. And then he finally realized maybe this is okay that I could speak Chinese, and maybe I could just slide my way in to say oh yeah, by the way, I speak Chinese. He said in Chinese. It was really funny.
And how did everyone react?
They were all so surprised because he was a foreigner, and they were all oh my God, you speak Chinese. And they were oh my gosh, what? How did he just say that? What?
And how did anything change after that? Did the visit get easier or harder, or did it not make any difference?
Well, at first it was a little bit harder only because it made it a little bit more awkward. Difficult because it was weird, but then they were going, and then it got more smooth, and it was
So tell me about from your standpoint being there. Are you glad that you went? Is it just weird that you went? Is it if you were telling another if you were telling my daughter about this, and she said, should I go and visit my orphanage? What would you tell her? What are your feelings about it?
Well, I think it depends on the person's story and how they were adopted and if their opinion, if they want to do it or not, because I can't tell them to be we should do it because it's so fun, because some people might not want to. But for me, I thought it was really weird being back to a place that I was born or grew up for just a tiny bit. So I thought it was really weird being back to a place I've been to before but never remembered.
What was your impression of China overall? Did you have sort of an idea of what you thought China would be like and it was different? Or what was China like to you?
For me, I thought China, I had a vision of what China would be, and I think I had the exact thing. The exact thing happened. I envisioned the exact thing.
Wow. And what was your vision?
I thought that all the people would be all the people, there'd be lots of tourists in Beijing, and there'd be lots of stores, and I don't really know how to explain, but I don't know.
It sounds like you thought it would be kind of a big, very urban place with a lot of tourists, and that's kind of how it turned out. What was Hendong like? Was that big and urban, or was that more kind of rural?
Well, Hendong was like a really, really small village. Like me and Will, we were trying to find a pharmacy because I got an allergic reaction or something. And so we were trying to find this medicine. And we walked to the very end of the village within like 1 hour and all the way back in 1 hour. So it was really like small village to walk through.
Wow. So you got kind of a different taste of things too by going there. You got a different feeling for the country. Huh. That sounds pretty cool. Do you want to go back?
Yes.
Any idea about when or how?
Well, I want to go back because it was really fun to experience being there. And I think I want to go back maybe next year or the year after that. But I know that I want to go back.
And tell me about here. Do you have other friends who are adoptees from China? Is there a group, or do you do the New Year's cultural sort of stuff, or do you do not so much of that?
I don't really know that many people who are adopted, but I take gymnastics, and my friend, she was also adopted from Asia, so I feel like we have a connection almost. But no one really, not many people were adopted that's in Westport.
And how's that been? Does it ever feel isolating, or is it okay?
It's okay.
And you have your friend on your gymnastics team.
Yeah, and I also have some other friends, but like, I don't really know them, but we used to hang out when I was much younger, but I don't really remember them.
So from other kids who were adopted from China, maybe from your group early on, but you don't really keep in touch. Yeah. Yeah.
My mom keeps in touch by email, but I don't really visit them or see them.
I hear you. So your mom is embarked on a birth parent search for you. How long has that been going on?
That's been going on for about, like, 3 to 4 months, I think. It started, like, we started in summer.
In summer. And how did the idea of searching come up?
Well, decided that we should try to find my parents, and I just agreed with it. Like, I don't really care if I meet them or really not. I didn't really think about them until he brought it up. And then we were in China. He finally made the decision, like, we should just start looking for them. And so he made posters and flyers and stuff.
So you did that when you were in China with Will this past summer. And did you put the posters up in, like, parks and stuff in Hendong?
Well, at first we went to, we were in Hendong and we made them there, but we went to this printing center where you type on a computer and then you just print out a bunch of copies of stuff. And so basically when he printed out first, he, like, asked the writer person if this made sense to them, and she was like, oh, no, you need to write this over again. And then, like, in, like, 2 hours later, we were still there. There's, like, 10 other people in the store that came in, and everyone's helping us trying to figure out this poster. Everyone's helping us. They're all, like, taking pictures of me, like, posting it on their WeChat, that's, like, their Facebook, and they're all, like, telling each other friends, and they're texting everyone, and everyone's involved.
Wow. So you walked into the store to do this poster. The woman in the store says, no, let me help you. And then you're surrounded by people in the store who are helping you. They must have thought it was really pretty great what you were doing.
They thought it was, like, really surprising because, like, again, he was speaking Chinese to all of them, but they were talking to me, and I was just like, Will, what are they saying? He told them that I didn't speak Chinese, and then he told them my story, and they were all so interested and wanted to help out.
Wow. Did that surprise you?
Well, just a tiny bit. Like, they were so friendly and they were so nice and involved. Like, they actually cared a lot and stuff.
And at this point, when Will suggested this and you start making a poster and you start being involved in this process, did your feelings about searching change at all? Like, did you start feeling like, oh, what would it be like if we did find them? Maybe I do want to find them. Or was it more, I don't know about this?
Well, at first, I just, like, had no feeling about it because I've never, like, really thought about it before. But then, like, I was like, oh, I think it'd be fun to meet my parents, but I wouldn't really know how to talk to them because, like, I don't speak Chinese and I don't understand. I think it'd also be a little bit awkward because I've never met them before. And I don't think they, like, maybe we have different, like, characteristics, or maybe we have the same characteristics. So it'd be, like, interesting to meet them.
So it sounds like if we hadn't brought this up, it's not something that you at this stage would have brought up on your own. It really came from your brother suggesting it, but you're okay with it. And so you've gone through an initial, you thought, possible match. Is that right? And that turned out to not be a match with someone? Or do I have that wrong?
Well, first we found, while we were actually at the post flyer place, they all said that we should go to the TV station to tell them maybe we can get our story on the television. And so we went there, and the guy made a commercial for us, and it was on air everywhere in the entire town. So now everyone's like helping us, and then he's trying to make a story about us, and it was really fun.
That's really, so you were on the news while you were there, the local news?
And the radio, and he said that he also wanted to make a short documentary of us that he would play, and like they have like a Times Square kind of there, but it's not called Times Square, and they said that they would play on the biggest screens there and show it like at a festival.
And did he do that?
Well, I don't know. He said that he would send us the video of the document, but he never did, so I don't know.
When you were on the news thing, did people come up to you on the street? Like, did you get recognized at all once this thing became sort of locally public?
Well, at first, because it like just aired, like no one really like noticed. But then, like two nights later, we were at like this party festival waiting for like fireworks to happen, and all these police officers were standing there. They're all staring at me. I was like, oh my god, like what's happening? Am I like doing something wrong? And they're it's like, oh no, they know who you are. Like, they see you on television. They're all like smiling at you. I'm like, oh, I'm like paparazzi.
You became a local celebrity.
Yeah.
So after that, did you, how did that go? How's the searching going? Did it yield any clues?
Well, at first, nothing really came in, but the television guy said if anyone contacted him to tell them that like could be a possible match, he would contact us, and then he sent us pictures of like everyone who could be my parents, but a bunch of people came in, but like actually no, only one person came in. They sent pictures in, and I didn't think that they looked like me at all. But then my mom, she was like, oh no, but the dad, he kind of looks like he has the face of you, and he has like dimples, and he has same eyebrows. I'm like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. And we did a DNA test, and it wasn't right, so.
Did you, so what was that like? How did that feel for you when the DNA test turned out it wasn't a match?
Well, I kind of knew that it wasn't a match all along, because I said to myself, like, don't get attached to anyone because you don't know if it's them or not. But my mom, like, I think she got attached just a tiny bit, because she's like, oh my god, these could be the people. Like, we can visit every year. I'm like, mom, we don't even know yet. It's like, take a break.
So really, you're sort of like, you've got your brother, you've got your mother. They're very eager and interested in this connection and seeing all kinds of possibilities. But it sounds like you're the one who's kind of like, put your foot on the brake a little bit, right?
I'm like calm, and I just like, I have a feeling. I don't know what it's like.
A feeling? What do you mean? You have a feeling about whether you'll know who they are, or a feeling about the whole thing?
Like, well, both. Like, I have a feeling, because like when I look at the pictures, like I think that they don't look like me, but then some people might say like, oh, well, some parents don't look anything like their children, even though they're biological. And I just like, I don't know. And I don't really care. I care, but I don't really like understand. I don't know. I think I just don't understand yet.
Don't understand what?
I don't understand. Well, I think the whole like situation is a little bit like, I just don't have a feeling about the situation, but I feel like if and when I do find my biological parents, then I might like start to like feel it. But right now I'm just like calm and like and stuff.
Tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth. I'm listening to you, and I'm going to tell you what I think I'm hearing. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. It sounds like you're in your life, and your life is here. Like, we're in your living room. In Westport, with your mom, your dad, your brother's coming home soon. You go to school here. You've been here since you were 11 months old. Remember anything from being 11 months old?
No.
It sounds like, so it's kind of hard for you to feel like it's necessarily that important to make this early connection. And is that an accurate, am I hearing you right when I say that? That right now it doesn't feel like that intensely necessary a thing, but maybe if you do have a match, your feelings might change?
Yes, I was like, yeah.
I totally understand where you're coming from. I think if you know, like, I try to remember anything from when I was two, or I don't remember anything. So it is. It's. I imagine that it's. You have to kind of get your head around what this whole process is and what it means and what it doesn't mean, right? Have you thought much about what will happen if you do have a match? What do you want? If there is a match, what do you want? Not what your mom wants, not what your brother wants. What do you want and what do you not want out of that situation if it happens? Do you know?
Well, if I find a match, then I would want to meet them, and I want to know like about them and what they do and who they are. But I think that we would just visit them, but I don't think we'd visit them like every year. I think we just visit them like once every 3 years or something, because I just don't think that, I don't really know.
You're not sure you want like a consistent annual vacation in Hendong, it sounds like.
Yeah, but I don't think they live in Hendong.
But that's true.
Gaotian Village.
Gaotian Village, is that?
20 kilometers from Hendong.
Okay, so if it is this couple that you're now, you have a, this is a second possible match, correct? And the DNA has been submitted to 23andMe, and you're waiting for an answer. What you're saying is, even if it is a match, you don't see yourself like going over there every summer for a visit. Nice to have a connection, but not sure how much a part of your everyday life it would really become.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly what you said.
Okay. Is there anything about this or anything else that you would like to kind of put out into the world? So is there anything that you would like people to know about being Chinese or being adopted from China or being from a multi-ethnic or bi-ethnic family or none of those things? Is there anything you would like to say now that someone's sticking a microphone in your face that you might want to share maybe with younger adoptees?
I think that, like, if you've been, like, adopted, then I don't know how to put it, if people are, like, trying to, like, if you feel uncomfortable about being adopted, then, like, don't be shy and, like, be like, don't make people force you to be like told certain things, like do whatever you want, and it's like your decision, it's your choice, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Do people ever ask you dumb questions or not even dumb questions, but have you ever had the experience of maybe other kids, even if they didn't mean to, being sort of intrusive or asking questions or feeling like you had to respond to things and not knowing quite what to say?
Well, I just ignore them. I don't, I just like walk away, or I just like change the subject.